Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello everybody. Welcome to Spiritual Perceptions. I'm your host, Janet Thornburg, and my screen name is Daisy, and I can be located at www.keen.com/Daisy, D-A-I-S-E-Y, 644478, and that's for readings. And today's show, we're covering the new season of fall. The last day of summer was August 31st, so we're entering the fall season. And right now, we're in the middle of entering the year of Jubilee. Jubilee is an appointed time. It happens every 50 years, and that's when we can expect great miracles from the hand of God. Supernaturally, debt elimination, and also restoration. And hopefully I have done my job of preparing you for this time with previous broadcasts. But not only is it a jubilee, it's the end of a Shemitah year, and during a Shemitah year, things are rough. And the last two Shemitahs we had, one was 9/11, so that was certainly not a good time. And we end that, and the current one that we're in right now started September 24th, 2014, and ends September 22nd, 2015, the day before Jubilee and the day before the Feast of Trumpets. If you want to know about Jubilee, you can find it in Leviticus chapter 25, verses 8 to 13. That explains Jubilee. And on top of that, the eighth set of blood moons since the time of Jesus Christ. Eight is the number of new beginnings, and the 28th of September will be the next blood moon. It's not visible in the U.S. It will be visible in Israel. The first one was April 15th, 2014. The second was October 4th, 2014. The fourth was April 4th, 2015. And then this is the last set. And we won't see this combination of celestial influences that we have going on right now with the moon and the alarm, which is Feast of Trumpets. In the end of a Shemitah. We won't see this for 500 years, so I don't think any of us will be around for that. So it's a very spectacular event, and this is a special end of a 50-year cycle. The year of Jubilee is marked the last of the four blood moons. It's a heavenly sign, which will not occur for 500 years. The placement is in conjunction with ordained feasts, and it's extremely significant. Satan hates these feasts and has effectively kept them out of the church for centuries. But things are coming out now here in the last days, so now that the last days are here. God declared this feast forever in Leviticus. It's September the 23rd, 2015. This is an appointment. It's a moedim in Hebrew. It means an appointed time for God to open the windows of heaven and pour out a blessing. And there are divine bonuses found in Joel chapter 2. There's seven blessings in double portion. This is a double portion year. Jubilee is a double portion. And it's a great time, appointed time that God supernaturally cancels debt, sets you free from some sort of captivity, whether that's in your mind, in a situation, in debt, whatever it is. And he promises to restore what's been lost. Now, we're not talking about a few weeks or a few minutes. We're talking about years that have been lost. And the word restoration, in Leviticus 23, God states there that these are his feasts and that he will restore what has been taken from us. And this one's coming up the 23rd of September, and it packs huge movement. So don't miss your appointment with God. I would like people to call me for prayer that day or read a psalm, whatever you can do to honor God. We honor God with praise and worship. We honor God with our money. Honor God with our substance, which is our money. And so it's a very, very important time not to forget your appointment. And I'd like to quickly go over the blessings that you'll receive by doing that. The first one is multiplication. That was demonstrated when the little boy gave Jesus the loaves and the fish, and it fed over 5,000 people, and there were 12 baskets left over. That's multiplication. But he promises life and life more abundantly. During the Feast of Tabernacle, the shofar is blown every morning and every night for 40 days, and it chases away negative energy, and you shofar owners, start blowing that trumpet. It'll move things quickly out of your life. The second blessing is overwhelming financial provision. All of these are found in Joel chapter 2, and this one is the 24th verse. It says, the floors shall be full of wheat, and the fats will overflow with wine and oil, which is symbolic of plenty. This blessing just is not just an increase in spiritual things, but it's also an increase in deep spiritual significance. So, and the third blessing is supernatural restoration. And these are the words of God in Joel chapter 2, verse 25. And I will restore to you the years that the locusts have eaten, the canker worm and the caterpillar and the palmer worm, and my great army which I send among you. God's going to restore what the devil has stolen from you. Remember John 10:10, the devil comes to kill, steal, and destroy. Killing, stealing, and destroying is the devil, and it's not God. Every one of us knows the pain of loss, and God wants to restore. He's reaching out for a personal relationship with you. And the fourth blessing is astonishing things. That could be he will deal wondrously with us. And as a child of God, you're never outside of God's miracles. Wondrously means that it's something that's deep in your heart that you want, some wish. And the fifth blessing is his presence, and his presence removes yokes and bondages out of your life. The sixth blessing is increased revelation knowledge, and the seventh is freedom from some sort of bondage, whether it's a nowhere job or a bad situation of some kind. You will get freedom from that. So we welcome those things. And Father, I pray with all my listeners here right now that you give us revelation knowledge of what they need to hear and what is best for them. And we welcome the Holy Spirit in the midst of us. We're gathering together in the name of Jesus. Amen. Okay, I'm going to take my first question. Caller here.
Hi, yes.
Hello. Hello. Hi.
Yeah, I'd like to ask
little overview.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, let's do that. I'm using the karma cards because it's important. You know, there's a lot of significance in this month. Just like the number 40 is very significant in the Bible, 40 days in the wilderness. Jesus was in the desert, whether Jesus was tempted, 40 days in the wilderness. 40 is very important, and this is our 40th time here. We've entered into the year of Jubilee, so now it's been 50. Okay. The first card says what you value and what you believe. And so that's very important. That's affecting, you know, God spoke the worlds into existence. He said, let light be, or let there be light in some translation. But it existed. He spoke everything into, and what we speak over ourselves, our subconscious mind doesn't edit wrong thinking. It just creates it for you. It's your genie inside. It's like, okay, this is what this person is thinking and speaking, so they create that scene for you. So you need to watch what you believe and watch and what you value right now. You need to right in the present line, I also have the South Node, and that has a lot to do with your career and your basically your career. And you're having some anxiety, and there's a little bit of trouble there, but it's beginning to move in a different direction. Actually, we should start seeing changes beginning tomorrow. We're right in the beginning of the coming up on this powerful season. And this month should sort stuff out. So just remember, reconsider that now is God's timing for things to happen for you. It may not look like it. The Bible tells us not to judge by the appearance of things. And we as humans, if we can't feel it in our senses, then we don't believe it. So we have to recognize that we have that little flaw, and remember that all of God is supernatural, and all this is a spiritual revelation being given to you so that you can have a better life beginning now. Jubilee means that we're going to start a better life.
Okay.
Your vision, you need to visualize. God gave us an imagination to make mental pictures. Well, the enemy uses it against us. He introduces a thought. Okay, let's say we've been on, remember it said years, years of things that didn't happen for us. He'll bring that up, or he'll try to get us to focus on the negative. So you have to watch that and just keep a vision that see yourself in a better situation. See yourself with the right person. See yourself in the right job. Okay?
Okay.
Next 3 months should be very good for you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. God bless.
God bless.
Okay, let's take the next call. Hello, you're on the air.
Hi,
hello?
How are you?
Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
How are
you
today?
Me?
Yeah.
I'm fine, thank you. Okay, let's take a look at your fall overview, or do you have a specific question?
No, I just want to see what fall is going to bring, whatever you have to tell me.
Okay. Well, we know that the Spirit, and praise you, Jesus.
Yes.
You know, it's hard for us to recognize that we're a spirit. You know, this physical body, especially when you have body karma or when you're aging, you know, and things don't work like they used to and you don't have the stamina you used to have. And you notice those things and,
yeah.
And we get focused on them, and that's exactly what the enemy wants us to do so he can accelerate it. Okay. Anxiety about things, and you've had quite a bit of anxiety. It's in the passing influence line, meaning it's leaving. It's now is the time for you to go in a different direction. I think that your time here where you are now was like to get you past a part of your life that was just kind of fell apart. I mean, it just fell apart years ago, and now it's going to be the creation and the beginning of things that are brought to life, and you're going to realize and demonstrate things and help people that are in the same position that you were in several years ago. You've come a long way, but you're about to. You're going to be a service to other people. You're going to tell them what that are dealing with a similar issue that you're dealing with.
Wow, okay.
Yeah, the planet Mercury, which is your ruling planet, is going to, you know, you have a tendency to let your mind go. You know, you need to analyze that, catch yourself doing that. And any thoughts that are contrary to the promises that I'm giving you here today from God, you take those thoughts captive. And we go, how do you do that? Well, first you got to realize that you're doing it. Some of us are so automatic, and it takes years to undo that. You realize you're doing it, and then you replace that thought, and you reject it, you know. And, you know, the doctor tells us things, and because of their authority and their education, and I'm not against doctors. The doctors bind the wound, the Lord heals. They tell you something, and then, you know, of course, we take it into ourselves. But no matter what they tell you, God can turn things around.
Amen.
He can restore your health to you. He can, and he's going to do this, and you're just going to be so happy that you're going to want to communicate this to everybody. I was down as low as you can go. The planet Pluto is the planet of death and regeneration, and we know that the death of certain people can, in our lives, that are, you know, our heart, you know, our rocks, our heart, our family, you know, and it's like everybody, you have this fear of being left by yourself. But you need to get to the heart of things and resurrect the power that, and there is a power struggle in this area. So you have to recognize that the Holy Spirit, which is the spirit that raised Jesus from the dead, we don't always understand our karmic destiny path, and some of it can be heavy, like physical karma, emotional karma, and when it's a combination of those things, it's really difficult to believe that somebody loves you, but God loves you, and he wants to make the next couple of years of your life absolutely fantastic.
Okay.
Next 3 months brings a lot of change for you, which is the fall season going into winter. So things should start improving for you. Probably, actually, the cycle, the numerical cycle and the astrological cycle actually starts improving after tomorrow, the 13th.
Perfect.
Okay.
That'll be wonderful. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, and God bless you.
Okay.
And thank you for calling.
God bless you. Bye.
Okay, go. Let's take this next call.
I'll
hello, you're on the air. Hello.
All right. Bye.
Hi. What can I do? Just overview.
Hello.
You want, hello? Can you hear me?
Yeah. Can you
hello?
Hear me?
Yes. You just
oh,
want
okay.
an overview.
Cool.
Okay, an overview, right? Or do you have a specific question?
Just an overview.
Okay. 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 Your first card has a lot to do with confidence. And having confidence to create in your mind and believe in your mind that you can have something, a desired wish, and taking it, really taking a chance. And I'm not saying that, just, you know, whenever people have let us down or burned us in some way, and, you know, and I'm here to tell you that I'm a follower of Jesus Christ, but you've never been burned until you've been burned by some Christians, okay? And when you've had people
burn
you...
I've been burned
you,
by Christians.
You have?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you've never been burned until you've been burned by a Christian. So,
yeah, that's true. Very true. It's
yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, there's a deep impression here in your subconscious mind, and you know, you need to get your confidence back in yourself, be able to have things, to know you can have them. You need to get to bring out your creative side, and you will start seeing things move in a better
direction.
You're a pretty
confident person.
Good.
You
about,
know,
about
what
everything?
I do, it's just that, you know, you tend to let things hinder you because you know how things turn out the way before, and
mm-hmm.
you don't want to see that happen again.
No, exactly. Exactly. So there is a power struggle sometimes, but I'm not talking about confidence in your ability to your career, all those. I'm talking about matters of the heart, where, you know.
Well, yeah, that's what I'm talking about too. I mean, it's the same
yeah,
thing.
Yeah, good.
Whether it be career or whether it be family or whatever, you know, you don't want to have the same things repeat.
No, and we end that pattern by refusing to entertain that thought. Everything begins with a thought. Sin begins with a thought. Everything begins with a thought. The sun shining for you, you're going to gain some sort of, this is in your career section, you're going to gain some sort of respect here in the next 3 months with your current job, something you do, something you figure out. So you're going to see that, okay? And things are going to be brought to light about certain people. You know, there's a 10% in every profession of people that do more to get out of work that if they focus themselves on work would probably be very prosperous people. You know, and then they want to lay the blame on somebody else. They want to take accountability for their actions. And they just kind of ride the coattails of the real workers, you know. So, but things that are going to be brought to light in that respect. And you're going to get to see that. And you're going to realize that but you have demonstrated really good skills, and you're going to see a complete change in your career with some sort of promotion coming up, and also the beginning of a love affair. And this
fantastic.
Is over the next 3 months.
That would be fantastic. I need something like that. So thank
you. Well, look forward to it. You know, the scripture tells us that expecting something, using that mental power again to your advantage, expectation is the breeding ground for manifestation of your desires. But if you got to make, you got to get it, you know, believe in it a little bit, expecting it to happen.
Yeah. Well,
yeah.
Speaking of expectation, I was wanting to know if this person, I'll just say A, is going to either call me and we proceed, or is it going to take me going back to see A to find out, you know, when we're going to proceed with things?
Okay. I actually saw that you're going to start a relationship, a very deep relationship. And you might have to resurrect this one more time, but that's it. That's it. And remember the extraordinary and the power of prayer, which is going out, and you're going to be in control of this situation sooner than you think.
Okay. Well, because we talked about God is love last night, and I was blown away by what A said, and I think they were blown away by what I said. But I know now that we have a little bit of spirituality between us, and that, you know, at least I know I'm not dealing with an atheist, you know. And
I tell my grandchildren, the family that prays together stays together. And people that are on the same spiritual level, it's just, you know, that's a given that you're going to be successful. And the fact that the communication is so good, you know, I just really think that, when people are wounded and it takes a while for them to, you know, they're behind their little walls.
Yeah.
They're behind their little walls. And they're peeking out at you. Okay,
yeah,
well, I think you're calling.
nuclear power plant wall. Speaking of radioactivity. But thank you very much.
You're welcome. God bless. Okay. Here we go. Hello, you're on the air. Hello?
Hello?
Hi.
Hi. Hi, Daisy. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. Overview,
good,
right?
Good. Yes, please. That would be great.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, things have been
There's
really
something
well.
you're very concerned about, and it has to do with the planet Saturn. And I want to say the last 3 months, Saturn has been kicking our fanny.
Mm-hmm.
It's been
showing
us things that we may not want to look at. Saturn is one to really attack your denials, whatever you don't want to look at, whatever you don't want to face. And there's things that there's something that you had to wait for, but it's about to change. About to change.
Okay. Yeah, I've been having some, as I've talked to you on Keen about my family trouble, and
oh yeah,
yes. And then you know, I'm having, you know, I moved to a new location at work, and I'm definitely having trouble with some of the staff there, particularly one person, and it's, you know, it's definitely a tough situation.
Uh-huh. Well, and it's crossed by the moon. You're being affected by the moon right now, and the moon's very powerful. We're ending up it's been powerful for months, a little more so than usual. Well, first of all, you're supposed to defend your principles, defend yourself too, you know. All families have generational curses, and we have to recognize them sometimes, and it's very easy to eliminate them. It's not as hard as people think it is. And you have to let your feelings be known. And this is definitely, and some things you have to accept that certain family members are not going to change.
Right
now.
Sure. I agree.
So
okay.
You got to defend yourself, accept the fact that you can't, you know, if you realize you can't get through to somebody, you know, I talk to people from all walks of life, and I can, you know, see immediately if what I'm saying is not going to go anywhere, and it grieves my heart when I pray harder for that person. And a lot of times it turns around. Sometimes it depends on if they're stubborn and they're willful and they're bitter, they're not going to listen to nothing.
Okay.
You know? Yeah.
Okay.
But let your feelings be known, but you know, you can walk away now. And they cause some reactions in you, and this is a period of time where you need to heal from that.
For sure. Okay.
But you have blessings and good fortune coming up. Jupiter, the planet Jupiter, is affecting you, and Jupiter magnifies everything. Jupiter has a lot to do with money, so your money's going to improve over the next 3 months, and you're going to balance your life out. You're going to get cooperation, but I think you're going to have to put this family thing down and let them come to a realization.
For sure. I've definitely decided to do that, so for sure.
But you got some good money aspects coming up.
Okay, and what about the situation at work? Do you feel like that would get better also, or will it just be a slow, bumpy road?
Okay, let's look at that. There's going to be success. Your North Node is affecting, which has a lot to do with finances. Again, you're getting some kind of... you're going to get to the heart of the problem here, and you're going to benefit from the knowledge from it. You know, sometimes when we're going through a little bit of chaos, it's like, oh, no. But when we really learn from it, you know, sometimes we really learn very valuable things. Then feel good, but we do. Okay.
Sure.
You're going to go up for the next 2 years. You're going to be at one of your highest levels. And I got career and love life.
Okay, great.
Thank you.
Thank you. I appreciate your help.
You're welcome. God bless.
Same to you. Take care.
Okay, let's move right along here. I'm happy that we have callers. Thank you. I like doing these readings.
Nope.
Hi.
Hello. Hi.
How are you?
I'm good.
An overview?
Yep.
Okay.
Or music.
Okay. Well, you know, the first card is that you have, you're going to finally get what you want. You're going to get what you need. And patience was something that you had to learn through the process of getting here, and sometimes it wasn't. Patience is a virtue, but it's hard to attain sometimes.
Yeah.
I've had trouble with that one myself.
Yeah, buddy.
Okay. What you value the most and your resources are going to, and your beliefs, the things that you've believed in and the work that you've done spiritually is all
mm-hmm.
coming to fruition. You're going to get what you want. Wow. Through this process, your self-confidence is going to come up. You know, you've been working hard, but there were periods of times where things wasn't going on in the music world. And so
yeah.
Jupiter is affecting you right now. So you have blessings. You're going to be the granting of blessings. And you need to be positive about everything because you're going to grow and expand. And there is something hitting your music here. And the
you
people
know how
around
far
you.
Out?
I don't think you're with the partners in music that you're supposed to be with yet. But
yeah,
that's coming.
That
and you have a lot
yeah.
of decisions to make. Okay? A lot of important decisions to make.
Mm-hmm.
One's on your personal life and one's related to your music.
You know when the music one will manifest by chance?
Okay.
Or
I'm getting
kind of
like.
Situation in the thing?
Okay, it's in this fall season. It's in this next 3 month period because
mm-hmm.
it's coming right up. You're getting closer, and it's not the people that you're with now, but these people lead you to other people, to the resources that you need. And patience again is crossing it, which means that you've been waiting patiently, but you're going to see it happen now. Your involvement is just everything in your life is just going to spiral. Over the next 3 months.
It's good to know.
By the end of this year, you're going to be in the right situation. Also, I see a major move sometime next year after winter.
Is it after winter of next year?
No, after winter this year.
Oh. Okay.
Next year, 2016, somewhere around beginning... You know, the thaw out period, March, April, beginning of spring.
Oh, good. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And the job, current day job?
Okay. There's been, I've got the fluctuations. They've been fluctuating between where to place you. It's a higher, you know, but they're getting ready to explain something here.
Mm-hmm.
This is another thing you had to have faith in, because they've been fluctuating. They started to do it, and then they didn't do it. And now they're going to do
Wait.
It.
Oh, wow.
So you have a lot of decisions to make. Again, you have a lot of decisions to make. One about your career, one about your music career, and one about your love life.
Okay.
All going to happen over the next 3 months.
Okay, that sounds good.
Okay, God bless. Thank you for calling.
All right, God bless you. Thank you, Davey.
You're welcome. Okay. Well, again, we're entering a very powerful time. We're entering a time where it's a commanded forever feast, And it's a modem, it's an appointment with God. And if you show up for the appointment, then you get the seven blessings. So, like I said, people can call me. Maybe I can do another radio show. I can't promise that, but I'll try my best. Maybe I can do another radio show during that time in the evening or something on the 23rd, which is the day that everything really begins. I mean, it's beginning now. We're starting that transition into it. So I'd be more than happy to pray with anybody that wants to pray. And just contact me. You can contact me on this site, Blog Talk Radio. You can contact me at Facebook.com, Janet Thornburg. And so I'll be more than happy to pray. For readings, I normally do them on Keen. But for prayer, you can contact me for these other things. So, okay, we have another caller here. Hello?
Hi.
How are you, Janet? This is Linda.
Hi, Linda.
Hey. I feel like a yo-yo. I feel like my life is going up and down, up and down. And it's been going like this for quite a few months. And I need to have stability to move forward for my plans. And I'm wondering, I just heard you say something about the seven blessings. And I'm wondering, do I fit in that?
Yes, absolutely. Anybody that, okay, we honor God with our prayer and worship. We honor God with our money. Jesus said when he left here, a new commandment that I give you, that you love one another, you know. And
okay.
It's easy to love those who love us back. It's a little hard to love and forgive people that have hurt us. Doesn't mean you have to be with them. Doesn't mean you have to stay with them. Nobody
I have experience. Not to interrupt, but I just wanted to say something, that I can love those who hate me because it's in my nature to do so. It's from my heart. My love is a great love because my love is from God. And because of that, I can love those who hate me. I'm a caregiver. And I have, for instance, a patient, and he's like, every hair on his body hurts, and he's like, okay, and I just smile at him, and he apologizes. I don't apologize. You're okay. You know, and it's like people who hate me, I still love them because God loves them. God can love them.
Yes.
I can love them. You know, and I'm learning
the Lord told me lately.
Go ahead.
Yeah, the Lord told me when I entered the ministry, I go, you know, I was trained, like I told people before, I was brought up, I went to seminary through the Western Liberal Catholic Church in Long Beach, California, and I was ordained in December 24th, 1975. Okay, so I said to God, what do you want me to do? What is it that I can most fulfill for you? He said, you do these three things, and you'll be pleasing to me. One, love people unconditionally, accept them. And I've had some unusual experiences, you know? Number two, teach them uncompromisingly. You know, don't sugarcoat things. Just tell them exactly what they need to, you know. And the last thing is to encourage them. Because, you know what, we're all human, and our humanness has frailties and things. It's our spirit that's perfect. And I'm my job is to get things to people, not take things from people, and teach them that they're a spirit. And you know, I felt that about you when I first met you. And I've known you for a long time, and I've seen a lot of charitable things.
Oh, you and I know each other for 15 years, my love. 15 long years. Yes, and you've seen me juggle and bounce back so many times.
Yeah,
but
that's right.
I'm in the juggling area right now.
I've seen it look very like it was never going to happen, like it was never going to happen, like it was the ultimate end, and then God comes through.
Always.
And some of us have to go to that wire for some reason. It's got something to do with our karma.
What is happening for me in the coming months? I mean...
Okay.
Taking a deep breath.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, the first one is your destiny, where you're going, and your career. These are the things that you're going to be facing over the next 3 months. And you're going to be making some right connections. You've been not making such good connections.
Yeah, everybody's battling me. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Go ahead.
Uh-huh. Yeah, and you're going to get your own ideas going. You have to have faith.
Creativity.
Do not worry about things.
Is what you're talking about? Is that it? Creativity?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. You're going to be able to realize and demonstrate the really good side of you. You know, I'm a caregiver also. I take care of my daughter, of course. But I also, years ago, and that's how I paid my way through college, I went to work in this place. It had 3 floors. Bottom floor, everybody was ambulatory. It was, you know, it was pretty piece of cake, not too much.
Mm-hmm.
Second floor, a little bit stronger, you know, a little bit more incapacitated.
Right.
Third floor was really bad, right? Now, this is
God,
New Year's Eve, and I'm working
in. I've been
in
those places.
I'm working, okay? I'm working, and there were some girls that were a different ethnic group, and they didn't like me, and they all walked out and left me alone with 54 patients. I took care of every single one of those patients, left there, did not tell on them.
God gave you the strength and the know-how, because I've done that too. And you know what? When I do that, it's something that I get fired from those jobs because they test me, and I pass the test every time. And twice I got fired on the 90-day rule, one in Indiana and just currently in Florida. And I'm like, I'm okay, though, because I know I did the right thing.
You know, you're not in your right place yet. You're not in your right place yet. But
where am
coming,
I getting there?
Coming up in the next 3 months.
Okay. This is what month? September? October?
This is
September.
September.
October, November, December. That's the end of the year. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's
mm-hmm.
what my goal is, so.
Mm-hmm.
But how does my money
look?
Because it's scattered. It's scarce. I'm just...
I know. That's,
that's
what the first run said. You know, you've been going back and forth. But your future looks very good. It's starting now. You're going to see some of your hopes and wishes come true. And your service to others, it's your work. You're in the work of service to others. And you're going to get into your right place, which is going to be good for you and for them.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to gain respect for what you really do. Things are going to come to light about the good side of you. And, you know, and Jesus had enemies. And as long as we're in this earth, Jesus said we'll have trouble. But to be of good cheer, because he overcame. Don't let it get you down. Don't let it crush you. So you should
something
see a change
very strong
here this
is
month.
Calling me to tell you. Recently, my father's been around me, and with him, he's bringing both my grandparents. He's bringing my brother, and I can feel others coming towards me to assist me. Those who I've cared for and taken care of, and those who have loved and loved me. I'm feeling that from Spirit Guide right now. Am I right?
Yes. Yes.
Praise God. Thank
you know,
you,
a long time
Jesus.
Ago,
okay.
a long time ago, when I was actively pastoring a church in Long Beach, California, which I did for over 30 years, the Association of Churches, you know, they brought up the question about that where it says in the Bible, thou shalt not consult the dead. And I popped up and I go, well, what do you do if they consult you?
I had one Andy Pandy. He would not be quiet. I had, Andy, it's okay. You can go. Be quiet. Go away. Because he was with me day and night. You know, it's just, you know, it's they can.
I have never consulted
you know
dead.
Why
I've
I think?
Never done it.
You know why? You know why I think? Because as a child, every time I passed the cemetery, I prayed for them. I prayed for the dead. I prayed for them to be raised up and forgiven. They want forgiveness to release them from purgatory or any of their sins that they were not had the opportunity to have closure before they're dying. And I prayed this prayer every time I passed the cemetery as a little girl. I mean, why? I just always have.
Okay.
You know, and
I know. Well, you have that ability. That's clairaudience, clairvoyance.
Uh-huh.
You know, God gives us all gifts, and He gives us gifts of the Spirit, and that's what we need to really grab a hold of for 2016. We need to shed that skin. You know, a snake sheds its skin once a year. We need to shed those skin of poverty and lack and everything, and believe that God really wants to bless you beginning this month. Okay?
Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you very much, Janet. You have a wonderful time the rest of the day.
You
I'm
too.
Sorry
God
I took
bless.
Up so much of your time. God bless. Bye bye.
That's it. God bless.
Okay.
Okay. It looks like I have someone else here with a question. Question mark here. Okay. Hello, you're on the air. Hello? Hello? Okay. Well, it's very important to realize that in all my studies that I have been doing over the years, and I've been in the ministry over 40 years, 72 years young, although I'm reversing it this year, I'm 27, okay? So I'm not going to let what chronological age or the appearance of things embrace me any longer. I'm going to realize that now is a time for restoration, and it begins this month. It begins really strong on the 23rd. And like I said, we'll get together if the requests are there. Maybe I can do a radio show because that's during the week. I could do it in the evening. So, you guys, let me know out there through email. I've given you all my contact information. If there's anybody listening that wants to get an overview, the number to call in here is 646-378-1297. Okay, here we go. Let's try this. Hello? Hello? Okay. You know, sometimes people are uncomfortable with getting a reading over the radio. The purpose for this was Spirit asked me to do it. We're in a time, we're in the end times when people really need to, God's reaching out to them, and they really need to get messages. I don't ask for identity. We don't ask for your credit card. We don't ask anything from you. We're trying to get a message to you. We don't identify you unless you identify yourself. And we continue to pray for people and want it absolutely the best for them. What you make happen for somebody else, God will make happen for you. And remember, the big thing is, you know, as Christians, true Christians, we don't need to fight with one another. We need to fight for one another. The evil forces are strong right now. You can turn on the news and see it. We've talked about it on previous radio shows and in our personal lives. The only access that they have is a suggestion. They start in the mind. They get you to question things. They get Genesis chapter 1. Did God say, Satan said to, and he got her to start questioning things. And, you know, natural, she was the newest creature on the earth, was very curious and vulnerable and was taken advantage of, basically. And that's what can happen to us, and we have to realize that, and we need to embrace ourselves by gathering together and getting knowledge, because in groups like this, Spirit works strong. And to give us good revelation and things that we need. Okay. Well, it looks like we're out of callers, so I'm going to say that I'm going to pray. Father God, I come boldly before the throne of mercy under the blood of Jesus Christ. I pray for each and every person listening to by the sound of my voice and each and every person that has called in, that you help us to receive the most by your grace through this feast time. And we understand the word forever. You said in Leviticus that this is to be kept forever. And we thank you that we can connect to you through Jesus Christ our Lord, and that he's at the right hand of power interceding for us and praying for things that maybe we don't know, but praying and helping. And we praise you for the Holy Spirit that changes and guides us by the renewing of our mind. We have to change the way we think so that we can let our spirit be back in control. That's what the way it was before it was reversed. We praise you and thank you for your word. We praise you and thank you for the blood of Jesus. Amen. Thank you, and I'll notify everybody in October. And I'll notify everybody if we want to do a little prayer thing. Otherwise, the church will be doing it. So we thank you for everybody that is involved in, and thank you for being a part of this. God bless each and every one of you. And like I said, if you need to contact me, just let me know. Until next time, thank you.